credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the possibility of a revolt here. To match those in Tunisia and Egypt. And there comes a time in the history of every nation where the people become complacent and the government decides to simply take advantage of that. And those who seek political power do it for their own greed and aggrandizement, and they lose sight of the fact that government exists to take care of the people. And certainly our government has completely abandoned that principle. Our government is looting the American people to protect Wall Street, to protect the bankers. Damon Silvers, in Congress during the hearings into the foreclosure crisis, stated it quite clearly. We can either deal with this foreclosure problem of the American people, or we can preserve the banks. We can't do both. Can't even pretend to be doing both. And the government has clearly sided with the bankers against the American people. Now, again, going along with this line that while we sit here wondering about what the future holds, the government is already preparing to wage war on the American people because they see what's happening in Egypt. They know sooner or later it has to come here unless the Wall Street banners can agree to maybe let some of the money go back into our society. And they're not going to do that because they're money addicts. Every revolution in history was triggered because the money addicts got too greedy and couldn't surrender it. It's like the old story about what they call a monkey jar. I don't know if you know about this. In some parts of the world, they'll set up these very heavy clay pots. And the opening at the top is just big enough for a monkey to put their hand in. And inside are these big, very tasty biscuits that the monkeys like to eat. And the monkey will reach into the jar and he'll grab a biscuit and then he can't take his hand out. And the monkey will be caught and killed and eaten because the monkey cannot let go of the biscuit to get their hand out. And the Wall Street barons are the same way. They've got their hand in the jar of history, wrapped around a big block of gold. They can't let go of the gold, and they can't get their hand out of the jar. They're trapped, and we're trapped with them. So now the Justice Department wants internet service providers and cell phone companies to keep records of all of your web surfing tracking
to help with criminal prosecutions.
Okay. When was the last time a criminal actually got onto a web browser to find the convenience store he's going to rob? It doesn't really happen. Okay? It doesn't. What this is another one of the many hoaxes being perpetrated by the U.S. government to try to frighten you, the American people, away from visiting blogs like whatreallyhappened.com or tuning into broadcasters like republicbroadcasting.org. They understand that the corporate media has lost the war for the minds of America. They understand that the American people are now predominantly going to blogs and the internet for their political news. The U.S. government is trying to find some way they can trick you into reversing that trend. They don't want to go out and overtly shut down the internet and the blogs. That's too obvious and heavy-handed. It calls attention to itself. So they're trying all these little games about, we're always watching you, we're listening to your phone calls, we're reading your emails, we're tracking your web surfing. Be careful what you go read. Be careful what you talk about in your emails. Be very careful what you say to each other because we might hear you. The Nazis did the same thing. The Nazis deliberately created the impression that there was an informant on every single street in Germany. And there were informants. There just weren't that many. But it was the fear of being overheard that was used to control the German people. It's the fear of being overheard they're trying to use to control you. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phone. Steve in Ontario. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind today?
Well, a couple of things. Just to follow up on what you were saying about the internet there in Ontario here, at least in the area where I live, there's a big push on child porn. Again, that seems to be what's used the most here to crack down on the internet and make everyone scared and, you know, weary of going on the internet. That's mm-hmm. their biggest thing here is the child porn thing.
Okay. Well,
I know it's out there, it's real, but I think in some cases, like terrorism, I think it's also planted out there, put out there by certain people. And then, you know, the gullible latch onto it.
Very, very much so. Yeah. Now, I know, yes, there are some real, very sick people out there, okay? And, you know, I'm pretty relaxed, easygoing kind of guy, but I have some very primal instincts regarding children. You do not harm them. You do not do this kind of stuff to them. And I get really angry about that. Now, that being said, a lot of what is being put out there for pornography and child pornography is deliberately manufactured and planted for various political agendas. And I learned this years and years ago when I was just starting out on the blogs and it was becoming apparent that there was this vast reservoir of undiscovered government lies that needed to be dealt with and put out there on the net. And back then they were still talking about, we've got to censor the net. It's a whatever. And back then the primary means of communication among us internet aficionados was something called Usenet. Mm-hmm. Web browsers and HTTP had not come along yet, but there was Usenet, which was this kind of blogging article where you type an article at your machine, and it was available in these various news groups, and people who subscribe to the news group would see your posting all around the world. And then all of a sudden, you know, and the news groups were divided into two main categories. There was the regular categories, which included groups about hunting and archery and fishing and ceramics and recipes and just all the range of human interest, dancing, movies, entertainment, really cool photography, all that stuff. And then there was what was called the alt hierarchy, the alternative groups. And that's where the sex groups and the nude photos and all the rest of the stuff went over there. They had their own little preserve in cyberspace. And then all of a sudden, we started seeing all this really gross, raunchy pornography. Really, not only was it pornography, it was really badly made, badly done. No artistic merit whatsoever. And it was being dumped into very inappropriate news groups. And the Usenet people were trying to police themselves. A lot of the groups were not moderated, and so it was kind of an open season. And we'd see these horrible pictures. And don't get me wrong. Pornography, I don't have a problem with pornography itself, especially if it's well done. But this stuff was being poured into very inappropriate places, like, you know, food recipe groups and gunsmithing groups and all the rest of it. We kept telling these people posting it, you know, there are appropriate places for this stuff over on the alt hierarchy. And we'd get this ration, I have a First Amendment right to put this wherever I want, blah, blah, blah. And we started hunting them down. And we found out all of this flood of pornography were coming out of these government and military computers. This is before they learned that they needed to hide their domains, or we were going to backtrack right to them. And I said, okay, something is up here. If the government is flooding Usenet with pornography, something's coming up. And sure enough, Senator Exxon got up in the Congress with his notorious blue book, which had all the same pictures in it we were seeing all over the net, and said, we've got to do this, and we've got to protect the children. We've got to shut down that Internet. And he had his say in Congress, and they voted through the Exxon Amendment, which really didn't have any teeth to it. It was shot down on First Amendment grounds. And as soon as the congressional grandstanding was over, this flood of pornography into Usenet turned off like a switch had been thrown. And looking back in hindsight, it was obvious this was a staged government operation to create the crisis that the Congress was then going to save by imposing the kind of draconian controls they still wish they could get. And so you're right. Up in Canada, child porn is the hammer they try and use on people. I remember there was this hacker in Toronto who was notorious for breaking into other people's computers and planting child porn on them and then calling the authorities on them. It backfired once when apparently one of his victims fingered him to the child porn authorities. They raided this hacker and they found all the stuff on his hard drive, and last I heard, he's now in jail. Wow. So, you know, these things can hoist with their own petard. But yeah, it becomes a weapon. And yep. When you see somebody who is pouring out, you know, like, and it's not just pornography and it's not just child porn, recipes for bomb making or anything like that. And by the way, those recipes are all fraudulent. They're designed to blow you up in your garage, so don't play with them. It's all being put out there by the government because they can't win back the public by telling the truth, because if they start telling the truth, the government is finished. The only way they can try and lure people back to the TV networks is to find some way to discredit the blogs and the alternative media with pornography or child porn or no plane at the Pentagon or chemtrails or HARP or Bigfoot and Elvis's love child on a UFO film at 11. And they go on and on and on about all this stuff. You wouldn't believe the ton of junk mail I get trying to say, oh, you've got to put this on your website about the green spinning UFO over Norway or whatever the heck it was.
There's enough news already without touching that.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I keep saying there are websites that live on that stuff. What really happened is not one of them. We don't deal with that kind of nonsense. We're here to basically get the truth about what the government and the corporations are doing out to the public that needs to know these things are being done. Like yesterday's story about the fake blueberries, you know, that food manufacturers are putting up, and the Soylent tacos. Apparently Taco Bell can no longer use the word beef in their commercials because whatever it is they're putting in their food, there isn't enough actual cow in there to legally call it beef. I thought that was rather
incredible.
Funny.
The other thing I wanted to ask you and get your opinion on is, now that we know with the court case by the big insurance companies against J.P. Morgan and Bear, you know, going back to Bear Stearns, they're trying to get their money back and stuff like that. We know that they knew that a lot of these mortgages and loans were fraudulent as far back as 2006. I'm sure the big bankers knew that once this all came out, if it did blow up, that they would need somebody out there to calm the crowd. And do you buy into the theory at all that when it came down to the choice between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama for the Democrats, that they chose Barack Obama because they knew that he would have the best chance of keeping the riots at a minimum or holding them off for a while?
If they did, they guessed wrong.
Do you think Hillary would have been better?
No, I don't think so. I think they were hoping John McCain was going to be there because he's already been through this once with the Keating scandal.
I get the impression that they would have liked to have had Barack Obama stand in front of the American people with his calm, dark tones and his good looks and just mesmerize people into thinking it's going to be okay no matter how bad it looks. And I have a feeling that they didn't think that Hillary Clinton would be good enough on TV or in front of a crowd to be able to pull that off.
Well, you know, everybody had a preference for candidates. The rich people do and the poor people do. And I don't think there was anybody that was ever actually in control. To be very honest, I think the only reason Barack became president was that John McCain and Hillary were so panicked by Ron Paul. And they were all paying attention to making sure that Ron Paul couldn't get into the White House. And Barack Obama snuck up on them from the rear and got in on the primary. And they said, who's this guy? You know, we're all trying to keep Ron Paul out of the party, and who's this other guy coming in from Hawaii? And I think that's why he wound up being president, is they weren't paying enough attention to him.
Right, and, but weren't the banks supporting Barack Obama a lot as well? Like, Wall Street really threw a lot of money behind?
The banks support everybody. You need to understand that. The banks give money to everybody. BP gives money to everybody. They may give one candidate a little bit more than the other because they think that candidate has a better chance of winning. But the big corporations donate to everybody, so it doesn't matter what you vote for. They're still going to own the guy you elected.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yep. All right, well, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Chris in Tennessee. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Mike, I wanted to bring to your attention a story you probably caught 2 weeks ago about the grounding of airplanes due to the fact that the North Pole's magnetic field is shifting 40 miles per year. Did you see that story?
The North Magnetic Pole is always shifting. It's kind of like climate change. It's something that always happens. They don't need to ground airplanes because of the shift of the North Magnetic Pole because, A, most airplanes don't use magnetic compasses to navigate anymore. They'll have one. They have a flux gate compass. They have a traditional compass. These days, airplanes are using GPS to navigate. And they don't need a magnetic compass. But the magnetic pole is always wandering. There's nothing new about that. It's, trying to scream about, climate change is a horrible crisis. No, it isn't. Climate's always changing. The magnetic poles are always wandering. In fact, one of the supporting pieces of evidence for continental drift was they were running magnetometers over the floor of the ocean on either side of the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, and they noticed the magnetite was flipping its polarity back and forth at regular intervals. And what they realized is that the Earth's magnetic field reverses at regular intervals that can be predicted, and so newly formed magnetite coming out of the Mid-Atlantic ridges will align itself magnetically with the current magnetic pole. And so what they had on the floor of the ocean was literally this history of the movement of the Earth's magnetic field, which not only gave them that history, but also taught them how fast the Atlantic floor had been spreading from the Mid-Atlantic ridge. That was like one of the final pieces of evidence that led to the adoption and acceptance of the theory of plate tectonics. So there's nothing new about the magnetic field wandering around. It's been doing it forever. It has never sat still. And there's an area in the South Atlantic where actually compasses point back now. They call it the South Atlantic Anomaly. It's just the way the Earth is. And it always has been, and it always will be, and it's no big deal. We're going to take a break. Thank you very much. We'll be back after these commercials.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're just coming up to the last half hour of the program. Over in Russia, as you know, they had a bombing at the airport, and it followed hard on the heels of Medvedev's recognition of the state of Palestine and the recognition of East Jerusalem as the eventual capital of the Palestinian state. And then there's the bombing at the airport. Now, the Russian government has now officially said there is no evidence linking the bombing to Chechen separatists, which was one of the initial claims that were put out there. Oh, those goddarn Islamic Chechen Muslim terrorist type people. And Putin is saying, nope, it's not them. Attention is now being focused by Russia on ICTS, the Israeli-based security company. In this case, the European subsidiary. And a lot of people are beginning, and ICTS was founded by and is still managed by members of Israel's military and intelligence services. And a lot of people are beginning to really say, okay, this is going way beyond coincidence. Because ICTS, as you're probably already aware, is the company that was in charge of security at all of the airports involved in 9/11. ICTS is in charge of security at the Domo de Devo airport in Russia. Sounds like I'm stuttering. ICTS was in charge of security at the Paris airport where the shoe bomber got on the plane. And ICTS was in charge of the airport where the crotch bomber walked onto the airplane without a security check, without even a passport. They put him on. Now, with a track record like that, why is anybody still contracting with ICTS to do security at these various airports? You cannot have this many failures and think of it as just coincidence. Oh, golly, well, you know, because ICTS has the contracts at so many of the world's airports, because if they don't give us the contract, they're just a bunch of anti-Semites. And even the Russian authorities are saying somehow security got compromised. Well, if it's the security company itself that is part of the intelligence services of the country that is staging these attacks, then of course it's easy for them to do. I think Putin is seriously looking into the possibility that the bombing at the airport was done by Israel after the embarrassment following the assassination in Dubai, which was a Charlie Foxtrot. I think the people of the world are ready to believe that Israel does, in fact, engage in these false flag attacks. USS Liberty, Levon affair, bombing of the King David Hotel, USS Cole, the fake radio transmitters in Libya that sparked the bombing during the Reagan administration, and on and on and on and on and on. Now, Putin is a master politician, and he's ex-KGB, so he knows what Israel's really capable of. I think he's biding his time to see if the Russian public and the public at large are ready to accept it when he stands up and says, we think Israel did this. But I don't think Putin has any doubt what really happened or why. More to the point here. All righty, let's see, moving right along. I just got a video from a member at What Really Happened. Apparently in California, which is now listed as the second most likely state to default after Illinois. Apparently, Californians are so strapped for cash, and they're struggling so hard just to keep their homes and keep the mortgage payments going, they are voluntarily having the water and the electricity shut off. They're living in their own homes with water gathered from whatever natural sources they can find, big buckets in the backyard as the rains come in. And they're using candles and lanterns. That's how bad things are in the United States of America, where they're having to voluntarily live like squatters in their own homes. That's the reality of the United States of America, not the promises and the glowing accolades that Barack Obama put out in his speech last night. By the way, the media is now admitting that Obama is getting mixed scores for his speech last night, which is probably about as close as they're ever going to get to admitting that pretty much the entire American public thought Obama was just blowing smoke at us. Certainly the online polls are saying that consistently. He's scoring an F. All right. Now, interestingly enough, up in Afghanistan, talk about how sharper than a hound's tooth to have a thankless child. Or sharper than a serpent's tooth, to have a thankless child. Hamid Karzai, who's the ruler of Afghanistan by dint of U.S. military force, Karzai was actually part of that UNOCAL working group that went before the United States Congress in the mid-1990s and said, you got to change the government in Afghanistan so that we can get oil and gas coming out to the American markets. And the Congress said, okay, by golly, we will go to war in Afghanistan. All we need is a good terrorist attack to anger the American people into invading Afghanistan. Oh, by golly, there go the World Trade Towers. And we were off into Afghanistan. And Hamid Karzai, His Excellency the President from UNICAL, was installed as President of Afghanistan. Now it looks like he wants to cut off relations with the U.S. and go with Russia. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as I was saying before the break, Hamid Karzai is the ruler of Afghanistan because of U.S. military intervention. The U.S. invaded Afghanistan and said, here, take this executive from UNICAL, and you are now in charge of Afghanistan. And now, Hamid Karzai is basically turning his back on his benefactors. They opened the new Afghan parliament complaining about foreign interference in Afghanistan's internal affairs, meaning continued U.S. military presence, continued U.S. military shooting of civilians. It's been a very ugly situation over there. And all of a sudden we see Karzai getting all buddy-buddy with Russia. And what may be the most delicious historical irony of all is that Russia may wind up back with Afghanistan within their sphere of influence, despite Charlie Wilson's war, despite the American invasion, despite a ruler of Afghanistan who started out at least as an American puppet. And the whole shebang may wind up in Russia's sphere of influence because Putin, good, bad, or indifferent, he plays the game very well. And Barack Obama and the problem when you have bankers and Israel selecting puppet rulers for the United States of America, you don't get good people. You get people who can dress well and speak well, as Obama certainly does, but they can't think on their feet, which is why Obama had his hat handed to him by China and by Russia. until we get real leaders back in charge of this government, which means we get rid of all those private central bank-backed marionettes, we're not going to be able to stand toe-to-toe with the rest of the world. Not against very capable rulers like Putin. Against our various assorted sock puppets we have here. Now, as I mentioned during the first part of the show, under the cover of the State of the Union speech, when we're all watching Obama get up there and speechify and read his teleprompter and see the guy in the back of the room with the sign going applause for, you know, to cue the Congress when they got to stand up and do their thing, the U.S. government has officially declared that Israel's report on the attack on the aid flotilla in May of last year was credible and impartial. In other words, the U.S. government has once again handed Israel a hunting license on you. And there's no bag limit, apparently. The U.S. has said, you can kill all the American people you want. We understand they had it coming. Those American people, they're just a bunch of Jew-hating anti-Semites. How dare they take cookies to the starving children of Gaza when Israel has said, no, we must starve them into accepting our puppet government. Go ahead, kill them. Shoot them. Shoot them twice with small bullets. They deserve it. Shoot them twice where it hurts real bad. That's what the U.S. is saying. Now, I find this offensive. I hope you do too. Because the function of the government of the United States of America is to protect Americans and American interests. When Japan attacked Pearl Harbor, Roosevelt didn't run up to the Congress and say, you know, from Japan's point of view, they had a really good reason to attack Americans and American ships out there in the territory of Hawaii. So let's not kick up a fuss, let's not go to war or anything like that, because really the Japanese had a good reason for doing that. And it sounds ludicrous, doesn't it? But that's exactly what we saw the United States Congress and the President do last May when Israel attacked the international aid flotilla in the Mediterranean in international waters. They were not even in Israel's territorial waters. They were in international waters. Israel boarded the ship and shot everybody up. And they killed 9 people, 8 Turks and 1 American. And Israel maintains that it was perfectly legal for them to do that because they said so, according to the rules they just made up. But as I've pointed out before, everything Hitler did was legal. We know it wasn't right. Slavery used to be legal here in the United States of America. We know that wasn't right. Just because Israel says it's the letter of the law, what they do to the Palestinians, we know that's not right. Israel's biggest single failing, their biggest single political miscalculation, is that they do not understand that the rest of the world does have a sense of moral right and wrong. We understand that when a government says something is legal, that that does not make it right. We said that when South Africa had apartheid as the letter of the law. And we said, no, that is not morally right. We don't care what the law says. The law is wrong if it authorizes and condones and justifies this kind of treatment. Israel's law that says they can board a ship in international water and kill the people on board it is wrong. We know that. Israel knows it. They're trying to pretend otherwise. And the U.S. government proves once again they are Israel's little bitch by going along with it. Now, going into last year's election and going into 2012 election, I had a very simple philosophy and motto at whatreallyhappened.com. No government can serve two masters. And a government that serves Israel cannot serve the American people. A politician who's up there screaming that they're a friend to Israel is no friend of America. America, during these very, very dark times, needs rulers, needs leaders, needs statesmen who will put America first, second, and third. And the interests of any foreign government have to come 19th, 20th, and 21st. Any politician not willing to put America first, second, and third needs to be shown the door. Everybody involved in this travesty of excusing Israel's attack on Americans in international waters needs to be fired. Needs to be kicked out of office, down the stairs, out into the streets, hard enough to bounce three times, followed by a good thick coat of tar and feathers and being ridden out of town on a redwood rail. It is inexcusable for the government of the United States of America to turn a blind eye to the murder of citizens of the United States of America by a foreign power. And I don't care which foreign power it is. All right. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show when we were talking to one of the callers, the people of Palestine are very upset by the recent exposure of documents by Al Jazeera, not WikiLeaks, which confirmed that the Palestinian Authority under Abbas has been coordinating their actions with the United States and with Israel. Abbas is a puppet regime. They're a Vichy government, if you prefer. This is why, after Hamas won the elections in 2006, the U.S. and Israel declared by fiat that the Palestinian Authority was in control of Palestine. And Abbas took over the West Bank area, tried to take over Gaza, and failed. The U.S. media and Israel have tried to portray that as, oh, gosh darn, that Hamas, they forcibly took over Gaza. No, they didn't. They were the defenders. Hamas won the election. That's the little embarrassing fact the American media doesn't want you to remember. Hamas won the elections. If you believe in the principles of democratic election of leaders, Hamas is the legal government of Gaza. Just Israel said, oh, no, we don't accept that. We want our boy, Abbas, to be in charge of the place because we know he'll get up and he'll make fiery speeches, but in the end he won't actually do anything to upset Israel's plans, like unilaterally declaring that there's a state of Palestine. And so now the Palestinian people are waking up to the very hard reality that their government is totally under the control of Israel, as we in America are doing as well. They're not happy about it. My guess is they'll show a lot more courage about the problem than most Americans have to date. Meanwhile, the United States understands that this embarrassment is a major problem, and that's why they're literally threatening the Palestinian people, saying, you know, look, you're the only reason you have not starved to death completely is because we're handing little scraps over the wall to you, you know, for you to chow down on. And if you walk away from the leaders we've chosen from you, we're not even going to give you that anymore. That's what the U.S. is saying. They're trying to find some way to convince the Palestinian people, yeah, your leaders are working for us and they're working for Israel, but you just got to stay with them or we're just going to make life worse for you. And then you wonder why people in that part of the world hate the United States of America. Oh, that's right. They hate us for our freedoms. All righty. Okay, a little mention about ClimateGate, and the reason I keep pushing on this one is very simple. As this major Arctic blizzard settles across North America, people are finally waking up to the reality that this whole global warming hoax was just a big steaming pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. And it's very obvious they're still trying to push this thing that 2010 was the hottest year on record, and now they're changing the story. Yeah, it was cold where you were. You were cold, but everybody else that you don't talk to and don't know, they were hot. They're so desperate to keep this thing going. Latest study from the Arctic ice cap has added 70 trillion cubic feet of ice. The Arctic ice cap is not shrinking. It is growing. One of the funniest headlines I saw from the last couple of days is Himalayan glaciers advance despite global warming. And it shows you just how bought the corporate media is. The hard fact, the actual datum that they're looking at is the glaciers are increasing in size. Oh, but we can't use that to doubt global warming. So the headline is, the glaciers are growing despite global warming. Wow, how can that be happening? We know global warming is real, yet we're seeing more ice. How could that possibly be? It is amazing how cowardly people in the corporate media can be. And I know they don't want to lose their jobs. They're paid to lie to you. And if they lose that job, they're actually going to have to go out and get real work, like at McDonald's or something, over there at Taco Bell shoveling whatever that brown meat flavored substance is into the taco shells and stuff. Let's see. Now, down in New Zealand, as part of an ongoing lawsuit, New Zealand's climate scientists have now admitted to faking the temperatures that they were using to claim that there was global warming and a hockey stick. They've admitted it. Yeah, we made it up. They were blatantly fabricating the temperatures. Why? Because that's where the money was. If you have a scientific project that shows hockey stick global warming, you get guarantees of funding for the next several years. If your data is saying, I'm sorry, I don't get the same data as everybody else. Oh, well, we're sorry. Your grant is rejected. Your grant proposal is rejected. You're going to have to go get a real job now. The golden rule of science. They spent a lot of gold and they tried to buy the science of climate to say there's global warming requiring a carbon tax and your obedience to a global government. This is our third harsh winter in the row. I would hope three strikes and they'll be out. But we know money addicts. They'll be back next summer and they say, wow, isn't it warm? Yeah, it's summer. No, it's not summer. It's global warming. They'll be back. I absolutely guarantee you that as soon as they think you have forgotten about how hard this winter is, they'll be back to global warming. Gotta give us your money. Now, up in Canada, red warning sign for those of you up in Canada listening to this show, the CRTC is proposing easing the ban on Canadian media broadcasting false or misleading news. They're talking about a license to lie. The CRTC is proposing a regulatory change that would give Canadian TV and radio stations more leeway to broadcast false or misleading news. Now, I know that may sound like a surprise. We had a scandal down here in the United States where there was this Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit where these two reporters were working for Fox News. They were assigned to look into the wonderful benefits of Monsanto's synthetic bovine growth hormone, which is a chemical that Monsanto makes. You shoot it into the cows. The cows get big and fat really quick, produce much more meat and much more product to drive profits of these dairy farms up. And the more they looked into it, the more they began to realize there were some serious medical risks involved with the use of this chemical because the cattle that were being given this hormone, it was coming out in the dairy products. And it was remaining in the meat after harvesting for the meat. And humans were consuming this, and they were getting this synthetic bovine growth hormone in their own bodies. And they were reacting the way the cows were. They were putting on weight. There was apparently a link to cancer, all kinds of these serious medical problems. And these Fox reporters wrote up the story saying, it looks like it's a good product and a good idea, but there are some concerns. Now, Monsanto caught wind of the story. The dairy farmers' associations caught wind of it, and they all went to Fox News and said, if you don't kill that part of the story, you know, we will pull all of our advertising, and that represents a huge amount of revenue. So Fox News ordered these two reporters to rewrite the story to make it look like this was a perfectly safe and helpful product for them to be using. The reporters refused, and Fox News fired them. The reporters sued Fox News and lost on appeal. When the judge ruled that because there is no law in the United States requiring the TV corporate news to be truthful, that the TV news has a legal right to order their reporters to lie and to fire them if they refuse. That's the situation here in the United States of America. Our corporate media has a legal right to lie to you. The reporters can't even refuse without risking losing their jobs. And now it looks like the CRTC is trying to bring the same kind of latitude to the Canadian media, where radio and TV stations have a license to broadcast false and misleading news to the public, to order their reporters to come up with stories that are lies and fabrications, and to have the legal right to fire any reporter who stands up for truth and accuracy. You do not want to go down that path, Canada. Please, Canadians, look at how the United States, what used to be the greatest nation on earth, has plunged from the pinnacle of moral leadership down into this swamp of rot, decay, mendacity, corruption, and poverty. Learn from our mistakes. Save yourselves while you still can. Your government, your media are being subverted by the same evil that subverted us. They're going down the same destructive path. You are headed for the same fate as the United States of America unless you're willing to stand up and say, enough. We saw the disaster south of the border. We're not going to allow that to happen here. I know your government is corrupt. You're going to have to deal with that one way or the other, and it isn't going to be maple sugar. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the last segment of today's show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. There's a breaking story right now just coming in. As you know, along with the no plane at Pentagon and the chemtrails and the harp and all the rest of that crud, the story of Barack Obama's birth certificate has once again exploded across the blogosphere in a desperate and pathetic attempt to distract everybody from the economy and the mortgage-backed security fraud. And it was fanned to life apparently by this, what is being referred to as a celebrity journalist by the name of Mike Evans, who told FoxNews.com a week ago, that was good friends with Neil Abercrombie, our brand new governor here in Hawaii, and that Abercrombie had told him it was impossible to find Barack Obama's birth certificate. And just kicked off this whole thing about the so-called birther nonsense. And I cannot tell you how many dozens of emails I have gotten just in the last few days about, see, you were wrong. You were wrong about this. He's not, and on and on and on and on. And the reason I've remained steadfast on this issue is very simple. Remember what I've said before. If you want to find out if something is real or if it's just propaganda, okay, look for what should be there and is not. Start with the basic premise. Barack Obama is not a citizen of the United States and therefore not qualified to be the president. What should follow that? Well, obviously, if there's anything to this lack of a birth certificate issue and he's born in Kenya and everything, and setting aside the fact that a lot of outright fraud has been exposed relating to this issue, the so-called Kenyan birth certificate was a very obvious fraud. You know, Evie Lavender, the person who supposedly signed the certificate, that's the name of a laundry detergent. I mean, it just gets really weird out there. But here's the point. If there was anything to this, Hillary Clinton would have used this to get Barack out of her way for the Democratic primary. Once Obama was the Democratic nominee, McCain and his people would have used it to basically disqualify him and let McCain walk into the White House. They didn't do it. And no, I do not subscribe to some overreaching global authority that told Hillary and McCain not to make a fuss about it. They wouldn't go along with it. These are, you know, ambitious, greedy, in charge of their own destiny, sociopathic personalities. They're not going to agree to step down from challenging Obama if there was anything to this citizenship thing. So that's the reason there was never any there. My personal opinion is that this obfuscation of the birth certificate is that Barack Obama's real father was one Frank Marshall Davis, who Barack Obama's own books refer to as a mentor and an uncle. They were all friends and together. Frank Marshall Davis was a known communist sympathizer at a time when it was very unpopular. And, Davis and Obama's mother met at the University of Hawaii here in Manoa, and Obama's a love child from the 60s. Big deal. It's hardly unusual. It's hardly unique. And it's certainly nothing that Obama himself can bear the blame for, other than concealing one father because of his communist leanings and a political career. And that's about it. That's the extent of it. That's all there is to it. Obama's a love child. We have a lot of reasons not to like him. And I don't like him. But being a love child, oh, come on. That's silly. And it's a great deal. It's a distraction. And I hope never to hear from this again. That's it for our show. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock, here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, watch out for those winter storms, and aloha, America.